Lord Jesus Christ, we thank and praise you that you are our Lord, you are Master Teacher. We thank you for the word which we have received from you today. We pray that we will be mindful of what you've said, to be meek, peacemakers, poor in spirit, begging for things of your kingdom. And we are in awe that your word has also declared that we are the light of the world. Teach us increasingly the joy, the strength, the beauty of what that means. Encourage our hearts in you, always and only and forever. In your name, amen. Dear friends in our Lord, it's again, it's so good to be with you. I'll be here for the week, and as I was here in October, I'll be back in April, and it's an honor not only to be able to interact with you in class and one-on-one in different settings, but then be able to have a time in worship with you. I don't know what your learning is like, but when Jonathan read the text from Matthew, I wonder if at least a few of you had a brief thought in your mind. Well, Jesus said that we are the light of the world, but isn't there some place that he said he is the light of the world? And you'd be correct. You'd get an A on that. In John 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So we're going to put those two things together, focused on the we're the light of the world, reflecting on who he is. In 1992, when I was serving in Wisconsin, a boy from Russia came to live in our home for the academic year. Sergei Vladimirovich Chermisin came to our home, and he spent his freshman year in high school at Sheboygan Lutheran High School. He came to us as an ardent classic atheist. It was almost laughable, but it wasn't funny. But to get to know him and talk with him and say, my goodness, it's true. The darkness of the Soviet Union was that intense that the Word of God, the presence of God, the glory of God seems to have been crushed. But he came to our home, and he lived in our home. And he was our son for a year. I can tell you this story. I'm going to try and fit it in a little bit on Thursday, but it's an amazing thing. Anyway, as I could see that God was working in his heart, and it was an amazing thing to watch God working with this young man through New Testament at Lutheran High School and devotions in our home and worship every Sunday. I could see God was working, and I asked Sergei one day, I said, Sergei, had you no experience with anything of the Christian faith? I mean, was it just completely kept from you? He said, well, in my hometown of Krasnoyarsk, and that's really, really east in Russia. By the way, that's a vast land. And he was all the way over into the Asia side of Russia, Krasnoyarsk. He said, well, there were one or two churches in my city, but only the old ladies went there. And the priests would wear these long black robes, and they'd have these long beards, and they'd have these hats, and we would laugh at them. We'd make fun of them. We would scoff at them. They were almost clown-like. I'm going to ask you to look with me in the Pew Bible, if you would. I want to show you this. Page 810 in the Pew Bible, and Jonathan read it. I just want you to see it with me. Page 810 in the Pew Bible, Matthew 5, I want to read verse 11. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. So I asked him the question. Stay there in Matthew 5 if you don't mind. I asked the question, Sergei, was there any Christian presence? Oh, yeah. A church where only old ladies went, and the priests, we laughed at them. They were clown-like. How do you live out your faith? When you know that those who are near you consider you a buffoon, a fool, when you're reviled, maybe not persecuted, but when you're reviled for things of faith. You should have a picture with you. I'm hoping you receive that. Did you all receive it? Whew. Okay. This picture was taken on the morning of January 21st of this year in Kiev, the capital city of Ukraine. From left to right, you'll see Father Gabriel, Father Melchizedek, and Father Ephraim. If you don't have the picture now, make sure you get one as you leave. They are priests from the local parish and monastery in Kiev, men of God. Look at the picture, and you'll see that they wore black flowing robes. They had long beards and funny hats. And no one on January 21st was laughing at them or reviling them. You'll see them in the middle of a crowd. To their back are rifles of the Ukrainian Army Special Forces. Ahead of them, those you cannot see, are a huge crowd of angry citizens. If you've been reading about the unrest in Ukraine, you know that it's been quite serious. And there was a threat of intense bloodshed. These three men, Gabriel, Melchizedek, and Ephraim, stood in front of the people, holding high the cross of our Lord Jesus, and this is what they sang. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by his own death, and upon those in the tombs, bestowing life. If you look closely at the picture, you'll see that all around their feet are rocks that the citizens were throwing at the soldiers. Now, as I look at those rocks, I think, well, those could hurt if they hit me on the arm. But if they hit me in the head, it could kill me. And these three men with long black robes, flowing beards, and funny hats stood in the middle of possible violence. These are men who over the years probably had been reviled and persecuted and mocked, considered to be clown-like. But I tell you, they were not clown-like. They were reflecting the light of Christ and making a difference in their world. Were they fearless? I'm guessing they had some trepidation. Were they proud? I guess they were nervous. Maybe walking humbly, they didn't know how the people would react. In fact, the reporters on the scene said the crowd was encouraging them to come to their side. But there is no side with Christ, who loves all people, who calls us to be peacemakers, who calls us to be pure in heart. And even when others revile us and persecute us, what does that look like in your life? I'm not sure if it looks the same way it did for them. But I remember the words of my Russian son, Sergei, when he said, we laughed at them. We made fun of them. We thought they were clown-like. And these are the men. They're not the same men. But these are the same kind of men of God who stood up and made a difference. If you look at the picture, behind the soldiers, there's a light that is shining. And when I took a look at this picture, and we've had it up our screens in church in Lincoln, I said, what is that light from? Because it was so intriguing about the text, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And then Jesus said, you are the light of the world. It just intrigued me because it was behind the soldiers. And a few people on my staff said, well, if we try to soften it, it makes it really look distorted. We're not sure if it's a reflection of the rising sun or if it's a spotlight that the soldiers are training on or sending on the people. We don't know what it is. I said, well, whatever it is, it reminds me of Matthew 5. I think when we look at the words alone in Matthew 5 that says, you are the light of the world, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden, there's a tendency for us, and maybe it's just me, there's a tendency for us to consider, I need to be strong to do this. But when you read the Beatitudes leading into this, Jesus is not calling us to be anybody except these things. Poor in spirit, peacemakers, meek. These kinds of Christ-like attitudes, emphases in our lives can make a huge difference. Jesus is the light of the world. Now, these men didn't come into the middle and just say, "We want you to stop violence." Forget about that stuff. They sang a hymn. They took their stand. And they said, "Christ is risen from the dead, trampling death by his own death and bestowing on those in the tombs life." This is what they sang in Kiev, Ukraine. I'm encouraged by a picture like that. I'm encouraged to consider those places in my life, in my sphere of influence, where being meek in Christ is a powerful thing. Having a heart for making peace is a glorious thing. Bloodshed was imminent. Civil unrest was approaching the point of civil war. And three men, by the way, they were replaced every 2 hours by other priests from Kiev. But three men whose given names now in their priesthood were Gabriel, Melchizedek, and Ephraim. They went out unarmed, except with the cross and the gospel sung to the soldiers and those who were uprising, the rebels. Christ is risen from the dead. He has trampled death by his own death, and he bestows life on those in the tombs. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, John 8. But Matthew 5, he who is the light of the world says to his followers, "You are the light of the world." Reflecting the light of Christ where we are, a glorious thing for our world. Let's continue singing the hymn 932.